Christopher Springman, and you're listening to Body Language. Can you imagine growing up without television and sugar? OMG! What a screwed up childhood and cultural heritage you would have. Tell you the truth, that's the way I was raised, as was our guest, author Nathaniel Johnson, who has written a terrific book, All Natural, about life, love, and hippie parents, subtitled, probably the longest subtitle in history, A Skeptic's Guide to Discover If the Natural Approach to Diet, Childbirth, and Healing and the Environment Really Keeps Us Healthier and Happier. Nathaniel, it's great to have you on Body Language.
Oh, it's so great to be here.
Why were you so deprived as a child? I mean, your parents denied you television and sugar and all the good things in life.
Yeah, well, my parents really had this idea that it was better to embrace nature rather than using technology to protect ourselves against nature. Mm-hmm. And this is, so they, all of these things that we think of as kind of the basic accoutrements of culture that everybody should have, mm-hmm. they rejected.
Well, my dad was a writer and a PR director who loved the word and saw television as the devil's invention. As for sugar, my mother was a follower of Jack LaLanne, mm-hmm. who felt that sugar would drive you mad. I don't know if that's the case, but there is an association to breast cancer. So that was their reasoning. What was your parents' reasoning? And frankly, how would you describe your parents to the audience and their philosophy?
Well, my parents were hippies. They came to Berkeley, California, and they had long hair, and they wanted to get back to Eden. And they had read all of these books about how sugar was poisoning all of us, and so they kept it out of the household completely. And I don't know what your relationship is with sugar now, but I sort of have a weakness for it because I never developed a way to deal with it. Do you find?
Well, no, I eat very, very little sugar. We do a lot of work for the American Heart Association, and we've done shows on added sugar. Besides, I got tired of buying new cars for my dentist. So I, who saw me as an annuity. So I thought, it's time for sugar to go. Now tell me, when did you learn that your family might be a little different than other families?
Well, it was around the age of 5, actually, pretty early on. And actually, there's a spot in the book where I get into this. If it's all right,
please do. That'll be a great introduction, sort of a reality check about what it's like to be 5 in a hippie family.
So this is shortly after we'd moved up to the country, and we went to this potluck at a little lake called Lake Vera. It was a warm summer evening. Casseroles and salads were spread out along the tables by the water. Adults batted at mosquitoes. Children ran up and down the lakeshore in screaming waves. On a platform floating offshore, kids were playing King of the Hill, forming alliances, betraying them, and splashing into the water in glorious defeat. Lake Vera is a miserable little algae farm, but at that moment it looked marvelous. I stripped down and crashed through the shallows, my pudgy little brother hard at my heels. When I reached the platform, I flopped aboard, then pivoted, bracing myself to take all comers. But instead of rushing me, everyone stopped. It was only then that I noticed that, in stark contrast to me, every other child was wearing a swimsuit. We've all experienced what I experienced next. You show up to school or work and realize two things in quick succession. First, that you are naked, and second, that this is highly, excruciatingly inappropriate. The difference is that most people undergo this trial while dreaming. I got to live the dream. Nakedness had always been a part of our household. My father believed it was better to sleep naked, for one thing. Gives your balls a chance to breathe, he'd say. And when sleeping naked, I certainly wasn't going to bother with clothes each time I went to the bathroom or got a glass of water, or even for that matter, when I wandered into the dining room for breakfast. My brother was struggling onto the platform when a treble voice shrieked, "They're naked! They're naked!" It was like a scene from a 1950s monster movie in which a horrific crustacean thing emerges from the depths and wanders into a beach party. Kids swarmed off the other side of the raft and porpoised for shore. I tried to savor having this little kingdom to myself. I pushed my brother off the platform a few times, but there was no satisfaction in it. We swam in and put on our clothes. I felt an odd sort of shyness for the rest of the evening and stayed close behind my mother's legs. It was the first time I understood that the things I had assumed to be self-evident might be wrong. So that was the beginning.
Our guest is author Nathaniel Johnson, who has written a great book, All Natural, about life, love, and hippie parents, and a depraved life, or life of deprivation, I should say, with no sugar or television. By the way, you can learn more about Nathaniel and his book, All Natural, at allnaturalbook.com. That's a great website. You are now a father. You have a child.
Yes.
This is what? How old is she?
She's going on 20 months.
What is an example of something that your family got right that you will convey to your child that you have sort of firmly in mind? Not that your family got anything wrong, but, you know, not anticipating, for example, the need among those people for your child to have a bathing suit was probably something that, you know, they could have anticipated. So what are you thinking about the way you raise your child in relation to the way you were brought up?
Well, it's all shades of gray, right? There are ways in which I think my parents were on the right track. I think what I found over and over again with these things is that there was some kernel of truth that they were getting at. And then sometimes they would take this to absurd lengths. But one example of something that I found pretty interesting was the fact that I was born at home. And there is some evidence that our reliance on technology during birth and the increase in C-sections may actually be doing us some harm. And again, it may not go all the way to the point where we should say that everybody should be born at home, but there's some very interesting evidence around the increase in medicalization of birth.
Well, let's talk about the C-section rate in the United States right now versus several years ago. What might that be?
Well, it's gone up over 50% in the last 10 years. At this point, a little under a third of all women give birth by cesarean section. And if you look back even farther, you know, in the 1960s and 70s, it was something around 5%. So it's really changed dramatically in the last few decades.
What is the downside, as you see it, to C-section and these increasing rates, especially with multiple births?
There's one condition called placenta accreta, where the placenta can grow through the scar from prior C-section, and it's especially prone to this if there are multiple C-section scars. And this is just a horrible problem. This can create massive hemorrhaging and deaths, even in the most advanced tertiary care centers. And this is something that has gone up to just epidemic levels. It's increased by a factor of 8 or 10 over the last few years.
So what should people keep in mind when looking at the convenience of a cesarean birth versus a medically indicated cesarean, which is something entirely different?
Right. Yeah. When we talk about cesareans, people talk about elective cesarean by choice versus a medically indicated. And it gets complicated, too, because it's whether it's medically indicated because it's just gone on too long or it's too hard. You know, there's some shades of gray where perhaps that medical indication isn't the right one. But there are cases where it really is necessary and right to have a cesarean, and it's life-saving, where the placenta is blocking the exit, for example.
Tell me, Nathaniel, where can people learn more about your book, All Natural, and learn more about you and get the rest of the story on cesarean sections in the United States?
Well, the website is allnaturalbook.com, and there's lots more there and links to the book as well.
Nathaniel, thank you so much for joining us today on Body Language.
It's been so great to be here. I really appreciate it.
I'm Christopher Springman, and you're tuned to Radio MD.